I think the council is saying the old languages don't work anymore. Our vocation as Christians is to proclaim Jesus Christ crucified and risen from the dead, proclaim the good news of the gospel. And we've been doing that, the church has been doing that for 2,000 years using a variety of languages. And I think the point that Archbishop Ravasi and the council is making is that now is one of those moments when new languages really need to be experimented and used.
And can you give us some examples of what new languages they're considering or what should be considered in your view?
Well, obviously the expanded use of the internet. Now, some of these languages, so-called languages, the Vatican and the Church is already using. Some of them are going to be illustrated by church people, and not only church people, during the session. They are languages that are being used already in the Church, but I think the point is, let's talk about them. These people who are responsible for the church and culture throughout the world, lay people, bishops, archbishops, cardinals, are getting a chance to hear about these new languages, see them in action, and discuss how they might be best used in their own local areas and in the universal church.
Talking about language just in terms of its most literal sense of the words we use, the president of the Pontifical Council for Culture did himself say in the run-up to this assembly that some of the typical, shall we say, ecclesial vocabulary used by the church is often largely incomprehensible to the ordinary man and woman on the street. Do you think that this is a topic that needs to be tackled by the church? It needs to simplify its communication methods, or at least the language used when it's communicating with the lay world?
Well, simplify is one way of putting it. Complexify is another way of putting it. Shift, I think, is perhaps the best way to put it. I don't think there's any doubt at all that church people, and I teach theology, and I live and work within the institutional church, and I tend to use a language which is appropriate for students of theology and other theologians. When I find myself in a parish on a Sunday morning, or called to do a wedding, or to work with the poor, I really have to think about how I'm going to adapt my language, my usual language. Cardinal Ravasi uses the word, uses the expression, we of the church, the institutional church, tend to speak to ourselves. We tend to use a language that is comprehensible to others within the institutional church. But obviously, Benedict XVI and many others in the Vatican are saying we have to find other ways to re-evangelize a world which, to some extent, has been de-evangelized. We live in many parts of the former Christian world. We live in a neo-pagan situation. Well, using the same languages that we have used for 100 years or even 50 years is not going to work anymore. We need to find new ways.
And are there any concrete ideas or projects on the table concerning this?
Well, for example, one of the presentations I'm making is how to use cinema, which is a language that's been around for 125 years, but how to use it in new and exciting ways. So I'm talking about a Jesus film made in Africa with an African Jesus, with an African community, with African problems. Robert Barron is talking about a whole new project that he's working on in the United States for re-evangelizing, and I think that's really exciting. So there are the concrete proposals being made to the members of the council at the plenary session. And they are also getting a chance to discuss these. And I think that's a very interesting thing that Archbishop Ravasi has done. It's not simply experts or so-called experts coming in to talk. It's the members of the council discussing what they have said. You have talked to us about the internet. You have talked to us about new uses of film language. Well, let's respond to you. Let's talk about it among ourselves.
But you believe, presumably fairly strongly, that we should use mediums like popular culture, like the cinema, to try to evangelize. But is that a view that's shared by everybody? Because I've heard that some people think that this is not the right way to go. They're hostile to it.
Well, I imagine there are some members of the council who may not be convinced. And I think the whole point of this three-day meeting is to open up the discussion. I think the first step is always when there are these sea changes taking place. Open up the discussion. Let's not be afraid of new possibilities. Let's dispassionately look at where we are, where the problems are that we face, and how to deal with them. And these media are available, and I've only mentioned a few of them. Many of them I'm not even very conversant in. But they're there, and I think it's important to be able to consider how to use them.
And can you give us some reasons why you believe that this can be very effective, as I said, using the medium of popular culture like the cinema or whatever? Can you give us some real advantages that result from that?
I live and work in the Gregorian University, where we meet every day and we teach and we converse with students from all over the world, priests, seminarians, sisters, lay women, lay men, people off the church who are going to be working in the church, whether it's in Peru or Canada or Eastern Europe or Burkina Faso. Each of these people comes with his or her own culture and his or her own ideas about what is happening in the church in their part of the world. And there's a cross-fertilization that's going on all the time, a percolating of ideas. I do some of my teaching in the Department of Social Communications, where we're actually putting into effect some of these practicing, shall we say, and teaching students to practice these new media. The use of the internet. We have courses in which church people are learning how to better use and use the internet. Television, radio, they're old media. But
Facebook.
Facebook, of course, we have a course that deals with Facebook and how to use it and how to put together. You see, I should sit in on some of these other sessions because I don't even know very well how Facebook works. So I could learn something myself. But I think that's the whole point of this meeting of the Council for Culture. Let's throw out some of these ideas, put them on the table, see how they make sense to us. I think the church has to be prophetic. We're called on to be prophetic. Jesus said, go and teach all nations. Go and teach all cultures. Move in all cultures. And when there is a massive change in the culture, as there is going on right now with the new languages, I don't think we can sit back and say, well, let's just do things the way we've always done them. Certainly the traditions are important, but the most important tradition we have is that of being a prophetic missionary church. And I think we have to do that using instruments that are valid and useful for today and for tomorrow and for next year.
Coming back to tradition and coming back to what we talked about earlier about the use of language and some of them perhaps what might be seen as the esoteric terms, do you think though there could be an opposition within the church to maybe ditching traditional term? Maybe they could see it as a dumbing down if it was to simplify or dumb down its language, you know, even using words like plenary assembly. How much does that mean to people rather than the word meeting?
Well, the plenary assembly is a little different than a meeting. It's a more formal thing. I think we have to use sophisticated language because the world is getting much more complicated all the time. I spent 2 hours this morning setting up a web page within the university's website where some videotapes that I've made will be available to students. Well, I was a babe in the woods. If the technician, very bright and very clear-thinking tactician, had not been there, I'd still be up in that lab working and not here talking to you. I don't think we have any choice. I think we have to do it.
You're presenting a paper with demonstrations about this new film called The Son of Man. What made you decide to do this? And briefly, what message are you trying to get across?
The message I'm trying to get across, or putting forward for discussion by the members of the council, is how can we represent Jesus as relevant for the world of today and for the problems that the world of today faces? In particular, the problem of violence. What does the church have to say to violence? Well, it has as its leader, Jesus Christ, a man who lived in a violent world himself and who was put to death in a very violent way and who redeemed that violence by allowing himself to be put to death by it. I think this film is focusing, as none of the other films, Jesus films, have focused, on that reality. It's also making the point that Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, is alive and active in our world today, and alive and active in a world where violence seems to dominate but doesn't have to dominate. The Annunciation in this film takes place not in a Renaissance garden with lilies flowering and birds singing and a gold shower coming from the Holy Spirit. Mary, a beautifully powerful black woman with a voice like you wouldn't believe, just an incredibly powerful operatic voice, receives God's message and the incarnation in a classroom in a village someplace in Africa where there has just been a slaughter of teachers and students, blood all over the floor. It's focusing on how would Jesus the Christ redeem a world afflicted by violence. And I think that's an extremely important way to angle lens by which to understand the gospel, at least from one point of view, because we live in an extremely violent world.
We also live in a very secular world, an increasingly secularized world, yet filmmakers still seem to be interested in making films about Christ or a Christ-like figure. Why?
The short answer is, I think they're hungry for the truth, and they know that there is a public hungry for the truth. I think great artists have insights into human experience, and people who attend the cinema are, to some extent, looking for answers.